It is time for Food for Mood. Dr. Werpin is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. Good morning, Dr. Werpin.
Good morning. What an exhausting schedule. You feel like going back to bed after hearing all that. Yeah. Or maybe you can do it from bed. Maybe that's the idea.
Yes, as long as you're dressed.
Exactly. Anyway, I think that, you know, it goes to show how much one can do without leaving the confines of one's home. And some things are really expanding our minds because we have access to all sorts of lectures and webinars and you know, videos and what have you that normally we would not have time to engage in. So that's really a positive, and let's hope it continues in some form.
I remember initially the thing that just struck me was when the UK first went into lockdown, they did a survey, and 3 out of 5 adults were going to learn something new or improve their minds. And I thought, wow, I don't think that's the same. Obviously, it's a different culture.
Right. But one thing that, you know, I was aware of, you know, in all these weeks of staying at home, Jill, is that even though, you know, we seem to, if we're not careful, be fairly casual about when we eat and when we sleep, et cetera, that our bodies will win in the end in terms of running their own biological clock, despite whether we want to ignore normal times to get up or go to sleep, you know, that eventually or decide to graze all day. Because there's food in the house and we have access to it, and not too much else to do. But you know, there is sort of a built-in biological clock mechanism that makes us at some point feel hungry because there's a hormone called ghrelin that will cause us to feel hungry because our body needs calories. We do go to sleep. I mean, we don't stay up all night every night because there is another hormone called melatonin that will put us to sleep. And then when confronted even in our bedrooms with ambient light, it disappears and we wake up. So these are rhythms that even though we decide we don't want to pay any attention to because we don't have to follow a schedule, the biological clock in our bodies will do so for us. And there's another rhythm that I think many of us probably have not even noticed, paid much attention to when we're sort of out in the world. But that is something that we discovered many, many years ago, and that is the and it sounds so casual to say it this way, but the sort of the 4 p.m. carbohydrate munchies. And we discovered, and I won't go into the details of how we did this, but at MIT, again, it seems like 100 years ago, we were looking at why there are some people who self-identified as carbohydrate cravers and tell others, like their weight loss counselors, that they can't stop eating carbohydrates, even though they know it's, quote, not good for them if they want to lose weight. But they say there's sort of an urge to eat these foods. And we were very interested many years ago in whether this brain chemical serotonin might be behind the urge to eat carbohydrates, because when you eat them, serotonin is made. You know, just the way when you feel thirst, the decrease in water volume in your body is behind that sort of indirect signal that, gee, you better drink some water because your body needs to have some increase in blood volume. And we had suggested this at a meeting, and the response was, well, you know, the reason people eat carbohydrates is because there are no other foods around when they feel like munching at 4 o'clock, especially if they're at work, they're out shopping or something. You know, where are you going to find a chicken wing or a little container of cottage cheese in a vending machine? And so that's why they eat carbohydrates, not because they have an irresistible need to eat them. Anyway, we did an experiment in which people were in an inpatient facility, and they had access to carbohydrate and protein snacks all day long, all evening. It was in a vending machine they could get at by putting down a pin. And it turned out that all these people who had access to really sort of yummy protein snacks like barbecue chicken wings and, you know, interesting, you know, cold cuts, this sort of thing, good cheese, they all ate just carbohydrates. And they didn't just eat them at any time during the day, but they ate them very specifically around between 3:30 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon, basically around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's it. They didn't snack at other times during the day. Anyway, we discovered in other future research that there seems to be a decrease in serotonin around that time of day, and that causes a change in mood, a really subtle change in mood. But you if you're feeling okay during the earlier part of the day, you're feeling sort of grouchy or irritable or impatient or you can't focus, or somebody comes and asks you to do something, and you sort of snap or say, no, not now. You feel sort of mentally tired, and it's all due to a real decrease in serotonin, and somehow this the brain manages to convey that to us by making us want to eat carbohydrates. Okay, so here we are at home, and, you know, who knows what goes on. Your home from day to day changes depending on everything. But I think that we're all vulnerable, much more than just under normal circumstances, to this 4 o'clock change in mood. And, you know, if we're all living together as we are, it's a time when perhaps we become more irritable, we become less patient with the demands made on us by other members of the family. If you're the cook in the family, you begin to become annoyed by having to make dinner once again, and what you're going to make. But there are feelings of just sort of irritability, and not really agitation, but not being comfortable in your own skin, not being comfortable in your own head. And that is a sign that you need to eat carbohydrates. Not much. You know, we talked about this before, maybe a three-quarters of a cup of Cheerios, a half a cup of oat squares, that's kind of another cereal, maybe just a half an English muffin. You need to eat carbohydrate because your serotonin levels are dropping. And along with that, you have to find some way of giving yourself time out so that while the serotonin is being made, you can shelter yourself from the irritants that are beginning not to be terribly tolerable, so that if you can go outside, a friend of mine, as I wrote, walks her dog with a little bag of Cheerios or oats bran squares or something, but she walks her dog, she munches on her cereal, she sometimes talks on her cell phone, sometimes she reads something on her cell phone while she's walking the dog. But what she is doing is eating the carbohydrate to make the serotonin, escaping from the demands of everybody around her, and she's sort of distracting herself with a very short but interesting entertainment, whether it's, again, listening to an audio tape or something.
How long does it, we've got about a minute left. How long does it take to make that, for your body to make that serotonin?
About 20, 25 minutes.
All right. So
as long as you're eating on an empty stomach and you're eating a fat-free carbohydrate, because fat slows down digestion, you'll feel better. And the point is, you're not going to say, wow, I feel better. You're just going to stop feeling worse.
Cranky,
and you're
right.
Going to be back to your normal grouchy self.
No, that makes perfect sense.
Your normal patient self. You'll just be restored. You're not going to be euphoric. Wow, I can go outside now. The coronavirus is over. No, you're just going to feel better and go on with the rest of your life. You'll be able to concentrate. You won't feel quite so mentally tired. Just say, I'll feel okay. Yeah. And that will be it. But that's a powerful it, given the fact that all you're doing is eating Cheerios.
Right. And it's something that you've got control over, which makes it even more powerful. So,
exactly.
Thank you. Thank you very much,
okay.
Dr.
Bye.
Judy Wertmann. Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy and Food for Mood every Thursday right here on Robin Hood Radio. Also, you can get it on our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com. Click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wertmann.